This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk Radio.
A program of the Girls Math and Science Partnership
and the Saturday Light Brigade.
Connecting the minds of girls
and women through science,
inquiry,
and broadcast technology.
We are changing the world.
We are changing the world.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Naoka. I'm 12 years old and live in Pittsburgh.
And this is Hannah. I'm 12 years old and I live in Burgettstown, Pennsylvania.
And this is Lexi. I'm 13 and live in Pittsburgh.
We got the opportunity to interview Tanya Martinez, an energy consultant, about her job and her impact on the world.
Tanya Martinez grew up in a suburb in Massachusetts, and at that point, she didn't know how much of an interesting job she would have. Tanya attended the University of Massachusetts for graduate school.
There she worked on case studies for 7 green buildings. It was a position in which she and 4 other students studied the green buildings of Massachusetts and determined whether their green technologies made sense.
Tanya is currently working on a wind feasibility study.
It's for a tribe in Nebraska, and what I'm doing is determining whether or not wind power will make sense for the tribe.
Being an energy consultant requires a lot of traveling to different places to work on projects.
Well, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona right now. I travel to Nebraska quite frequently for the wind project that I'm working on. I travel to Canada.
When we asked Tanya what types of energy resources she enjoyed working with, she replied she liked them all and started listing some names. One that came up was geothermal energy.
Geothermal energy is taking advantage of the uniform temperature of the earth.
Tanya also told us what can make a community green.
Just a matter of looking at how that building or home consumes energy.
Ms. Martinez is a member of the Mi'kmaq First Nation tribe, a tribe mostly located in eastern Canada, and she told us her interest in working with Native American tribes.
Because I'm Native American, and I saw a difference, and I saw a need for economic development in our community.
We learned that many women enjoy the feeling of knowing the impact they are making in the world.
They say one of the reasons why a lot of women don't enter the engineering field is because sometimes it's difficult to see your impact.
Math also plays a major role in her job.
For example, I'll run through some calculations to determine how much power will be generated at a certain site given, you know, the average wind speeds for that area.
Tanya even told us one of her biggest goals in her job.
Really, my goal is to become an expert in all the technologies and the green technologies as well.
She told us about the things that inspire her in life.
It inspires me to talk to other people that share my passions about energy and the environment, and it encourages me to stay on this path.
Along with her inspirations, she had a very important role model.
My mother, definitely. She's my biggest role model.
When asked about the new president's energy policies, she seemed excited and sure that he would support her cause.
She seems to have a really good agenda for renewable energy, and it looks very hopeful.
She gave us some great last-minute advice about pursuing a career that we care about.
To work on discovering what you care about, because that's really what drives me in my job, is I feel strongly and I have a lot of passion for what I'm doing. So I really enjoy my job and what I'm doing, and I think everyone should.
Girl Talk Radio is brought to you with expertise from the Saturday Light Brigade
and the generous funding of GlaxoSmithKline Consumer Healthcare
and its copyright 2008 Girls Math and Science Partnership.
For more information, visit braincake.org.